This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling coalition urges leaders and cadres to forge electoral alliance for local level elections. Today's meeting of ruling coalition to determine modality of electoral alliance. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma clarifies country is not facing economic crisis as rumoured. And Pakistani Parliament elects Shehbaz Sharif as the new Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. The five-party ruling coalition has pledged to continue supporting each other in the upcoming local-level elections by removing differences. Issuing a joint appeal yesterday, the top leaders of the ruling coalition urged all the leaders and cadres of the five parties to forge an electoral alliance and move ahead with a spirit of mutual cooperation. They also requested the voters to make the candidates of the coalition victorious in the upcoming local-level elections. The next meeting of the ruling alliance scheduled for today is set to determine the modality of the electoral alliance. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma has clarified that the country has not faced an economic crisis as rumoured. Unveiling the economic indicators amid a press conference at the Finance Ministry yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma said although Nepal faced some difficulties due to the global challenges, including the COVID-19 pandemic, the country had not witnessed an economic crisis yet. The finance minister also labelled the rumours about the economic crisis as political ill intentions spread to discourage people and the business community, saying the finance ministry has cautiously taken the latest economic situation of the country. The finance minister said the Council of Ministers had made various decisions to avoid further challenges to the economy in the country. The finance minister also claimed that the action taken against the governor was in line with existing laws and all the matters would be clarified once the probe committee submitted its report. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khad has commended works undertaken by Nepal Police and Armed Police Force APF even with limited resources. Minister Khan expressed the hope that the security bodies would exceed his expectations by performing better in coming days as well. The minister also assured government's plan to make security bodies more resourceful. He was speaking at a program organized in Kathmandu to honor retiring Inspector General of APF Sailendra Khanal. The non-resident ambassadors of five countries to Nepal have presented their letters of credence to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. At a special function organized at the office of the President in Sital Niwas yesterday, ambassadors of Austria, Hungary, Argentina, Canada and the Dominican Republic presented their respective credentials to President Bhandari. The envoys are resident ambassadors of their respective countries to India and they will look after Nepal's affairs from the Indian capital, New Delhi. According to the President's office, present at the ceremony were Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kharka and high-ranking officials from the Office of the President and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has called on the private sector to focus on the development and expansion of a self-reliant economy. Addressing the 56th Annual General Meeting of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Kathmandu yesterday, Speaker Sapkota stressed the need for meaningful cooperation and partnership between the government and the private sector for building a self-sufficient economy. Likewise, speaking at an interaction on dissemination of right information during election organized by National Information Commission in Kathmandu yesterday itself, Speaker Sapkota stressed the need for disseminating genuine information during the time of election as voters could be affected due to lack of authentic information. The Election Commission has directed the CPN Unified Socialist to submit a clarification with 3 days on the matter of alleged violation of the Election Code of Conduct by the party. In a press meet yesterday, the Commission asked the CPN Unified Socialist to furnish a satisfactory clarification, saying it received a complaint that the party breached the Election Code of Conduct during a mass gathering organized on Saturday. Likewise, the Election Commission has also sought a clarification from Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shashank Koirala on his remarks made in connection to his election expenditure for the previous House of Representatives elections. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Pakistan's parliament has selected Shehbaz Sharif as the country's new prime minister after Imran Khan was ousted in a no-confidence vote in the early hours of Sunday. The opposition coalition leader, who had worked to depose Khan, won the support of a majority in the parliament. Shehbaz Sharif will now form a new government that can remain in place until elections are due in August 2023. 69-year-old Khan was voted out after days of high political turmoil. US President Joe Biden has told Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi that buying more oil from Russia is not in India's interest and could hamper the US response to the war in Ukraine. The US president told this to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi during an hour-long video call yesterday. The US official said Biden and Modi both publicly expressed growing alarm at the destruction inside Ukraine, especially in Bucha, where many civilians have been killed. Biden told Modi that India's position in the world would not be enhanced by relying on Russian energy sources. Doctors in Sri Lanka have warned that a catastrophic number of people could die as the crisis-hit country's healthcare system fails. Officials and health workers said drugs to treat heart attacks and tubes to help newborn babies breathe are in short supply nationwide. They added blackouts are forcing doctors in rural Sri Lanka to stitch wounds and treat snake bites in the dark. According to the British Broadcasting Corporation BBC's report, the situation is so dire that the several hospitals have suspended routine surgeries and have greatly reduced the number of lab tests. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. Kathmandu's weather report for past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 29.7 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 15.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Ruling coalition urges leaders and cadres to forge electoral alliance for local-level elections. Today's meeting of ruling coalition to determine modality of electoral alliance. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma clarifies country is not facing economic crisis as rumoured. And Pakistani parliament elects Shehbaz Sharif as the new prime minister. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.